KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Came in and rescinded that Obama-era rule, which limited the flow of water as part of a radical green agenda that just simply made life worse for everybody. How often do you shower? I only shower once. Well, I shouldn't say only, but usually I only shower once a day. But baby 2.5 gallons a minute? Oh, I now have, because we replaced the water heater. We did not replace the hot water heater, but we replaced the water heater. If you're replacing your hot water heater, there's something wrong with you. But we replaced the water heater. And in fact, let me see. Because now this water heater, ooh, it tells me it's time for me to put the water clean. Let's see, what's this notification here? Yeah, just shut up and sit down. Oh, it's time for me to put the water softener cleaner in. Okay, well, I'll do that when I get home. But let's go back to my usage. Let's see. When did I take, well, I think maybe the boss at home is doing some laundry. But so far today, we've used 101 gallons of water. Our daily average is 120 gallons of water. Don't judge me. Don't judge. Sometimes I don't know what yours is. But 2.5 gallons per minute, baby. I mean, that's a big, beautiful volume of water just roaring through all of America's pipelines right now, or at least will be once the freest people in the world have gotten out to Home Depot or Ace Hardware or somebody and picked up a newer, bigger, better U.S.-made shower head. So the freest of the people in the entire world will now be the cleanest, too. Little drops of water, little grains of sand make the mighty ocean and America great again. I don't think there's, I really don't. So during the weekdays, I get up, feed the dogs, and then jump in the shower. And there's nothing better than just a lukewarm shower. I can't do the cold shower thing. A lukewarm shower to kind of get you, you know, improve morale, wake you up, get you ready to go into the studio and start doing the program. Except on the weekends, I go walk the dogs and we walk for quite a while, and then I come back and take a shower. Conversely, I don't think there's anything that makes America look foolish than the greatest nation on earth, the most powerful nation on earth, turning on their showers and drip, 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 drip. Even Trump, as he told reporters as he signed the order in the Oval Office this week, in my case, I like to take a nice shower to take care of my beautiful hair, he said. Quote, I have to stand under the shower for 15 minutes till it gets wet. It comes out drip, drip, drip. It's ridiculous. I love the fact that we got the President of the United States of America signing an executive order to overrule. I mean, come on. Stop and think about it. I know it seems silly. But we are. Well, no, actually, we're not. I was getting ready to make, and I've already said it, and it's a mistake. We are not the freest people in the world. On the world freedom rankings, I'm not even sure we're in the top 10 anymore. And I think this is one of the reasons why. But let's don't think about it in terms of freedoms, which we still do have a lot of, even though Democrats everywhere are trying to take them away. We still are the most powerful country in the face of the planet. And we've got a federal government. Have you ever thought about how stupid this is? We have a federal government that is telling us what the water pressure needs to be in the shower or what the water flow needs to be in the toilet whenever we do number one or number two. It's insane. It's utter insanity. It's almost as insane as daylight saving time, which apparently Congress has decided to take up again. I'll know we're really free when they stop that insanity. But Trump knows the frustration of trying to lather up in the world's most expensive shampoo, looking at you, why, and only to have it, you know, sticking to you can't get it all out. He said it even in Detroit last June, he said, I take a shower, I want that beautiful head of hair to be just lathered. I get this, best stuff you can buy, and I dump it all over, and then I turn on the water, and the damn water drips out. I can't get the stuff out of my hair. It's a horrible thing. You know what? You got to hand it to Trump. Here he is playing tariff poker with the entire world. He has Witkoff over in the United Arab Emirates right now, talking to the Iranians. He's got conversations going on with Vladimir Putin. He's got the stock market bending to his every whim. He's got people confused about, is this 3D chess? Is this 4D chess? What's going on? And while he's doing all of that, he takes time to sign an executive order that says, because this is, I think, a 90-10 issue. Haven't we all bitched and complained about you flush the toilet and you look and you got, dang it, I got to flush it again and again and again and again. Or, you know, I'm making a trip to Chicago on Wednesday and I dread because I know I'm going to the University of Chicago for a presentation and they'll probably put me up in a hotel that's got low flow showers. And I'll think back to this conversation and I'll tell you about it next week. Dumbassery continues overseas, though. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael. The number's 33103. Go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box that you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's important videotapes, film reels, and photos. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago to help families organize and update their analog media to digital.
Legacy Box is simple and easy. It works and is safe. Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box.
And Legacy Box has been featured in Good Housekeeping, The Today Show, and Rachel Ray.
Legacy Box is like magic, converting your shoebox of memories to the cloud or thumb drive, ready to watch and share.
Declutter your closet by digitizing your media. Become more organized and accomplished, knowing your family's recorded past is safe forever. Take advantage of our spring cleaning sale going on now. It's the easiest task to check off your to-do list.
For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/keepsake to get our $9 offer. Legacybox.com/keepsake.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course at 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really do appreciate you tuning in. Remember, the text line number is 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. And while you're at it, go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now, at Michael Brown USA. One of the things I love about doing not just this program, but my weekday program too, is there's so much dumbassery in the world. Everywhere you turn, you know, in fact, I was walking the dogs this morning. They may be listening right now. And the spouse of one of the, there were three of us, or four of us walking, including myself. And one of them asked something about, are you doing your show today? And I said, well, yeah, of course I'm doing my show today. And the spouse of one of the walkers asked, well, when do you do show prep? Like, you're going to do a show at noon Eastern time. And this was like, I don't know, 6:30 this morning, mountain time. When you do show prep, and I'm trying to explain, I do show prep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anything that we talk about in this conversation as we're walking the dogs may become a topic for show prep. You know, what I get to do is I get to watch television, read all the newspapers, look at websites. I get to listen to people. Like, you know, during the day I've got meetings and everything going on. And there's always something that pops up somewhere. And it doesn't have to be in this country for you to realize that sometimes the entire world is going off under the deep end. I've always loved the United Kingdom, and not just London. London's a great city to visit, although I haven't been there recently. I'm not sure that it still is. But the countryside of the UK is gorgeous. But under the control of dumbasses like Tutir Keir Starmer, the current prime minister from the Labour Party, the British government is actually hostile to its own people. And I know you're saying, well, Michael, our government is hostile to our people. Yes. But sometimes it's important to recognize that this stupidity, guised under Marxism, socialism, communism, whatever ism you want to attach to it, is not just occurring here. It is, and I do think that we're living in a time when there is this battle going on between, well, there's always been a battle going on between the lightness and the darkness, between good and evil. That's been going on since Adam and Eve. But the battle that's going on now could determine the future of the world for generations to come. Are we going to live in the dark ages? Or are we going to live in enlightenment? And I think that battle is yet to be determined. I think in this country, we've turned the corner. Now, whether we can stay on this particular path or not is really going to depend on so many factors. You can think of all the different factors that will determine whether we'll stay on this path or not. But while we're on this particular path and trying to get the federal government is, state and locals, we're still having to battle that. Well, across the Atlantic, the home of the Magna Carta, they're doing really stupid stuff too. Now, cops enforce government will, right? Well, then this should not come as any surprise to you. The West Yorkshire Police is currently preventing white British candidates from applying for jobs as recruits to its police constable entry program. White British candidates. So if you're British, there's a knock against you to become a West Yorkshire police constable. If you're white, it's a double whammy. West Yorkshire Police is the fourth largest police force in the entire United Kingdom. underrepresented groups, whatever that may mean, I'll tell you in a minute what it means, but whatever you think it may mean, can lodge their applications early. Underrepresented translates to this, according to the West Yorkshire Police. People the ruling class prefers over the native population. Regardless of your skin color, they're actually, it's not just white British candidates, it's British candidates. That's the overarching prohibition. If you're a British citizen, well then now we don't want to talk to you. But if you're from Yemen, if you're from Nigeria, if you're from anywhere other than the United Kingdom, hey, and you want to become a constable in the fourth largest police force, you get to apply early. Now, they claim that this policy is, they want to ensure that diverse communities are represented by the cops that are serving them. That caught my eye for this reason. If you have to start recruiting based on what your general population looks like, then one, you're not doing very good policing because it shouldn't matter the color of your skin, your nationality, your sexual preference, your religion, anything should not make any difference. If you're going to be a cop, then your job is to enforce the law, to investigate and enforce the law. But if you're trying to make certain that your police force represents the makeup of your community, and that means you have to preclude your citizens, then that must mean that your community is not made up of many citizens. That's how bad it's gotten. Whistleblowers say this, according to one story. Ethnic minority candidates were being coached through the application process, including the interviews. Oh, so you also get special treatment. Minority candidates who express interest in a job via email are assigned to officers from the force's positive action team, who then mentor them through the recruitment. Now, the London Telegraph got a hold of a document. PAT officers, that's the positive action team, conduct the interviews in a 16-month period. Not a single ethnic minority applicant failed the recruitment process. In other words, every minority, ethnic minority applicant passed the recruitment process. Now, what qualification could they need other than being non-British and preferably non-European status? Well, according to the cops who were working in the recruitment department, who on anonymity spoke to the London Telegraph, said entry-level vacancies for new constables and detectives were marked internally with an H, meaning hidden, on the force's computer system. Well, what does that mean? That meant that the jobs were at that stage only open to ethnic minority candidates. They would become open to white British candidates at a later stage in the process when they decided that they had passed enough of the non-white ethnic minorities. Sometimes recruiters get desperate. I know they do when they can't fill a vacancy. A whistleblower also told the London Telegraph that he was told to begin processing ethnic minority candidates before the window for white British applicants had ever even opened. To quote a Great Britain, the smallest worm will turn being trodden on. So if a worm can turn, so could the British people, if they only had the wherewithal to do so. It's a Weekend with Michael Brown. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, retirement, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text line 33103, keyword Micro Michael. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Got it? All right, get busy. Let's get going. So let's stay over on the other side of the Atlantic for a little bit. It seemed that all this mass illegal immigration into Europe, and in particular Austria, would have turned Austria into a war zone resembling the 1980s, kind of like Beirut, you know, once the Muslims achieve the numbers so they can drive out all of the infidels. Well, but maybe not. Maybe Austria. You ever been to Austria? I mean, what a great country. Brought us Mozart. Brought us Haydn, all of the one. Oh, wow. Really good. Beautiful city. Beautiful country. Well, anyway, maybe that same country is going to knuckle under without fighting to preserve its existence. Already, Catholic education entails singing Ramadan songs. According to the website Allah's Willing Executioners, outraged parents are wondering why their children were forced to sing a religious Islamic song in Catholic religious education lessons. Ramadan is the most beautiful time of the year, is one line of a Ramadan song that children in a fourth grade primary school had to sing at the behest of their religion teacher. The school is not in Cairo, according to the website. It's in not in Cairo in Egypt, Tehran, or somewhere in Syria, but in Salzburg itself. The song title, Ramadan Rap. Now, a mother was asked by her daughter, why is Allah so big? And the mom was annoyed to have to explain to her that, well, that we have our God and not Allah. Uh-oh. Incidentally, there is said to be only one pupil of Muslim faith in the particular class in question, which is a rarity these days in Europe. Now, imagine what kids in Europe are going to be taught when all the infidels are in the minority, which is exactly what's is taking place right now in Europe. Then there is, you know, politics and identity politics and all of these, this mishmashing, the whole thing about the Brits, for example. In the previous segment, we talked about the Brits and how in Yorkshire, they are putting white British applicants to become constables at the bottom of the list. They're hiding them in the database and instead preferring minorities, and particularly minorities that are not citizens of Britain. One thing I didn't mention about that story is, can you imagine that in this country? You get stopped by a cop. Now, maybe you're speeding. You're doing something wrong. But still, it's always unnerving to get stopped by a cop. You knew you were speeding. But you roll down your window. You put your hands on the steering wheel. And the cop comes to the door. And you can tell that, you want to say, you want to ask, how long have you lived here? Your English is broken. Your English is not very good. You don't look like an American, whatever an American looks like, but you just don't look like you come from here. Could I see your papers, please? You want my license and registration? Let me see your visa. How about that? I mean, that's how absurd things have become. Well, anyway, so back to Europe again. I know we're jumping back and forth, but we've got the Starfleet, so we can do that. I want you to think about how identity politics makes for strange bedfellows. How about if you had a gay Muslim organization? Now, I'm having a hard time making that work in my head, not because I've got anything against gays, which I don't, or that I have anything against Muslims, which I don't. But what I have in my head is a picture that I can't get out of my mind. It came from CNN. It shows ISIS throwing gay men off buildings. Or you've seen them hang gays from cranes. String them up by their neck, hang them up like in an Old West film, except instead of having the gallows, you've got the cranes. And you hoist them up on the cranes, and you let them dangle until they die, and then you leave them there because they were gay. So a gay Muslim, that phrase just makes my brain hurt. Like, I don't, yes, strange bedfellows. Well, turns out there actually is, because they have a common enemy that both are committed to eradicating, and that would be Western civilization. As there's not much other common ground, attempts to mix liberalism and Islam kind of comes off as surreal, doesn't it? From the story, Advocates for Trans Equality Education Fund find that they filed an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court on behalf of 8 organizations that include the following. Something called Queer Crescent. I find that kind of interesting. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been to these Muslim countries, and I'm not trying to stereotype here, but I've been in the malls, I've been in the shopping centers, I've been in the restaurants, the hotels, excuse me, I've been in the conference centers, I've been in businesses, I've been in office buildings, and I have seen both men and women that if they were in this country, I would think to myself, oh, you're probably gay. Don't judge me for thinking that, because I know that you sometimes think that too. That's fine, because who cares? I don't care. It's just that sometimes mannerisms or feminism or whatever may make you think, oh, they're gay. But and I've seen that in those Muslim countries with my own eyes. But when I see, because I know that they're in those countries, they're hidden. They are still in the gigantic national closet. So a group called Queer Crescent, you know, the crescent is the symbol for Islam, the Alwasi Collective, the Atlanta Unity Mosque, Queer Muslims of Boston, and other groups with LGBTQI plus Muslims among their members in support of Montgomery County, which is in Maryland, Montgomery County Public Schools decision to include LGBTQI plus inclusive storybooks in elementary language arts classes. I cannot emphasize enough, and I know that some people in this audience disagree with me about this. I've got really nasty emails and text messages about this. But I really don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Presbyterian. I don't care if you're straight. I don't care what you are. Just as long as you don't care about other people are. Live and let live. And you can be opposed to it on religious grounds or any other kinds of grounds. I don't care. But I just come from a very libertarian attitude that, okay, that's fine. But if people devoted to leftist causes can claim to be Christian, why can't people devoted to LGBTism claim to be Muslim? Now, Muslims or other people that are of the LGBTQ persuasion have one thing in common. They both tend to be cry bullies. And they weaponize this phony victimhood. Quoting again from the story, in a country where Muslims and LGBTQI plus students alike are being targeted simply for being who they are, it is more important than ever that our taxpayer-funded public schools are learning environments that are safe and respectful of all students, no matter who they are or what they believe, according to Gabriel Arkels, who is the Advocates for Trans Equality co-interim legal director. The environment is to be safe and respectful so long as student beliefs comply with their wokeism, which they will if they have been installed in accordance with the demands of these militants who don't want children to be able to opt out of gay indoctrination or Muslim indoctrination or any other indoctrination. I think that one of the problems in public education is we focus on so much of social issues as opposed to the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic that no wonder we're so far behind in terms of scores of other countries, test scores in math and science and reading. Unless and until we get this kind of crap out of schools and instead start focusing on the basics, the fundamentals that kids really need to learn in order to be actual productive members of society, regardless of their religion, regardless of their sexual orientation, as long as we keep trying to instill somehow in kindergartners or grade school kids that, oh, you got to focus on this, what are we doing? We're teaching kids whose brains and personalities are still forming that this, meaning all of these social woke activities, is more important than learning how to read, do basic math, your multiplication tables, or learning the basics of science. Critical thinking, all of which involves critical thinking. Public schools, probably time to just to blow them up and start all over. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The keyword is Michael. The text line number is 33103. Go follow me on X, which is at Michael Brown USA. We'll be right back.
Wow, honey, I love it. It's so beautiful and so sparkly.
Just like you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
I'll wear it every day. It goes with everything.
This Mother's Day, wow, Mom, with spirit-lifting, outfit-making, express your love jewelry. Shop JTV.com/mom for wow-worthy and budget-friendly styles.
I'm never taking it off.
Another wow factor? Sign up for JTV Text and get $30 off. If she loves jewelry, she'll love JTV.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by A.J. Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, the drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th, and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
this ongoing, by the way, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. And again, let me say once again how much I appreciate everyone tuning in on Saturday to listen to the program. I appreciate your follows on X, the text messages. I appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. I appreciate every time that you tell somebody about this program or the weekday program, and we gain a new listener. Every time we gain a new listener, I attribute that to you, because it's only through you, because we don't do marketing. We don't put up billboards or buy commercials or do anything like that. Everything is done by all of you goobers that tell somebody else that has the potential to be a really good goober that you ought to tune in. And when you do that, that helps build the brand, the audience, the message, helps us do the heavy lifting and the work that we try to do 6 days a week on air, and then all the things that we do outside the studio to try to keep this nation, this state, this world on track to be a place where we really do want our children and grandchildren to grow up to live in individual freedom and individual liberty. So I always want to make sure that you know that I know how much work that you do and that you listen and that how much I appreciate it. We now have new audio recordings between the British Border Force and the French Navy, and those recordings provide even more evidence that France has been helping illegal aliens that are trying to make this perilous journey across the English Channel. The French appear to be handing out life jackets to these people, to these boat people, not a better word for it than just that, boat people, that have made their way into the continent. They made their way into Italy, or they made their way into Greece or somewhere, and now they've made their way to France. Now they're trying to get across the English Channel in order to get to the UK. And why are they trying to get to the UK? Well, one, they can become cops, as we pointed out earlier, or they can suddenly start suckling on the giant teat of the British government and continue to put the United Kingdom in a tailspin. Well, the French are certainly going to help them do that, handing out life jackets to these boat people. And the Border Force, apparently not concerned at all about it, is arranging to return them the life jackets after escorting the illegal aliens to British shores. Now think about just the effort that it takes to do that. This is the government of France. Oh, you're here. So they're up on the north shore of the French Republic. And they're all the boat people getting ready to get on these boats to cross the very dangerous English Channel. And they're handing out life jackets. And on the other side, the British government is helping them by returning the life jackets back to the French government. The British Border Force can be heard asking their French Navy counterparts, we can arrange to return your life jackets. Can you confirm how many illegal aliens are on board? And then they count, make sure they get all the life jackets, and they turn them back. Now, that revelation comes amid a surge of illegal aliens attempting to cross the channel. According to some recent data, more than 7,200 people have made the journey so far just this year. And that sets a record, and that marks a 33% increase compared to the same period last year. It was reported back in March that one location recently saw nearly 600 illegal aliens arrive by boat in one single day. Now, the Labour Party's Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer's government, has taken very limited legal action against those operating the boats. Government data highlighted that this year only 5 individuals have been convicted for piloting these illegal alien boats that are taking these people across the shore. It's insane. But it's not just the Brits. The current Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, has vowed to defend sex changes for children as part of his election campaign. He's a globalist. He's the leader of the Liberal Party. He has stated he supports sex change treatments for children ahead of, I think their election is, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's this month, maybe near the end of the month. He defended transitions for minors saying that it is a fundamental right of a child to get a sex change operation. While on the campaign trail, he said this, quote, Canada is a mosaic. I want to vomit. Canada is a mosaic. People can be who they are. They can love who they love. Access to health care in Canada is not a business. It is a fundamental right, and we will defend it for all Canadians without exception. Oh. So the five-year-old boy, who hasn't even reached puberty yet, has decided that he's a five-year-old girl, so you're going to go whack off his penis to satisfy what, him or the parents, or both? Or are you going to do like Colorado's trying to do, and like in Colorado, oh, the parents can't know anything about what their child's doing at school, and so we're going to support those transgender transitions for children. Now, actually, some Canadian provinces, this again is a battle like in this country. There's a fight going between the federal government and state government, as it should be. But state governments, unfortunately, in this country are kind of going off the deep end. But the same thing's going on in Canada, but kind of in reverse. Because some Canadian provinces are actually looking to block minors from being subjected to puberty blockers and hormone therapies. Alberta's doing it. And while socialized medicine in Canada is mainly under provincial jurisdiction, the federal government in Canada can use the Canada Health Act to override the provinces in certain circumstances like this. So in Alberta, for example, they have a provincial bill, Bill 26, that bans medical professionals from performing sex reassignment surgeries on children and requires parental approval for hormone treatments on anyone under 16. So it's not just Europe and the continent, and it's not just us. Do you see what I mean when I talk about there's this battle between tyranny and freedom, lightness and darkness, goodness and evil, going on all over the world? And I just think it's more heightened right now than it has been in a long time. We're either going to go fall back into the dark ages, or I think technology and nationalism and all of this uproar over some of this really stupid stuff going on, I think evil stuff going on, could lead us to a new age of enlightenment. Back to Canada. So the Prime Minister became the leader of the Liberal Party earlier this year when Justin Trudeau resigned. On the international relations front, he's the former head of the Bank of Canada, the Bank of England. He initially promised to retaliate against tariffs imposed by Trump, and then yesterday he caved and asked to negotiate. Another win for Trump. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box that you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's important videotapes, film reels, and photos. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago to help families organize and update their analog media to digital.
Legacy Box is simple and easy. It works and is safe. Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box.
And Legacy Box has been featured in Good Housekeeping, The Today Show, and Rachel Ray.
Legacy Box is like magic, converting your shoebox of memories to the cloud or thumb drive, ready to watch and share.
Declutter your closet by digitizing your media. Become more organized and accomplished, knowing your family's recorded past is safe forever. Take advantage of our spring cleaning sale going on now. It's the easiest task to check off your to-do list.
For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/keepsake to get our $9 offer. Legacybox.com/keepsake.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.